This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you'll hear our stream coming right out of our flagship station right there, right on the home page, and you'll be able to hear everything that we're doing. So that's another way to hear us right there. Or you can go, of course, to theanswertampa.com, GCNlive.com, and a number of other locations. All our affiliates have web streams, I might add. So all of our affiliates, you've got plenty of room to be able to find us. Now, let's go to the phone line. And on the line, hanging right now patiently up there in the frozen tundra, is none other than Ron Edwards. Yay! 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 All right, and I think you can handle the weather down here tonight because those people are loving it. They're here for the game Sunday night. 67 degrees and cloudy.
Well, guess what? It's not frozen up here. It's pretty warm for this time of year.
Not yet, but I was told by someone that's up there in your backyard or not very far away that by Friday it'll be 33 degrees and it might be doing something called snow.
It'll be light snow, I think, according to the forecast so far. So,
yeah,
still pretty mild for this time of year.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I got to talk about something a little bit off the beaten path here, because we had some severe storms last night that came roaring across the upper Midwest. And, of course, we were warning people yesterday about the fact that they could be getting some really bad weather. And, boy, they did. They did. It came across up there along I-80 and I-90 and I-94. And the Upper Peninsula, by the way, after it came through in Minnesota, it started to snow, and it's still snowing. They have a winter storm warning up there right now. And what happened was Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Colorado, where, by the way, Lamar, Colorado, 107-mile-an-hour straight-line winds blew trucks right off the road.
Yeah, I thank God now that some of the winter, you know, the cooler weather is moving in and cut down on these unusual mild winter type storms that occur. And these mild winters happen every so many years. And this is the kind of stuff that happens when you have that collision of both warm air and the cold air before the cold air finally pushes it out.
Yeah. Now we'll drift on over here to where we're going to start at. Joe Biden took a little trip to Kentucky yesterday, and he was greeted with a chant, and that chant was?
Well, let's go, Brandon. And it's becoming, that's, you know, become a normal occurrence when he pops up somewhere finally, and, you know, people just shout that out because we know how that started at a NASCAR event. And the reporter tried to cover it up and say it was something else. Let's go, Brandon. And so people started shouting that at Biden gatherings.
Now you got T-shirts, you got sweatshirts, you got hats, you got pole shirts, you got coats, you got flags.
Nice cottage industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you'd only thought of that first.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. And, of course, I understand that he was there to tour the storm demonstration and promise the people that things were going to happen and how fast they'd done this and that. But they forgot that Donald Trump did the same thing in rapid fashion.
Yes, and yes, he did. And when Donald said something, most of the time he got it done. So we'll see how it happens. So things happen this time around.
Yeah, and I know there was a lot of politics being played. So there you go. Now, United States Senator Elizabeth Warren has demanded radical change from Congress to give Democrats more power.
Well, see, she openly states what most Democrats are all about. It's about power. It's not about working on behalf of the American people or promoting American U.S. interest. It's all about coagulating more power. That's all they want to do is use their power and run this country into the ground. And she's a little ticked off, along with a few others. They want that power, man. And, you know, she slammed Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for denying a hearing back during the days of Obama, and she never got over it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was for Merrick Garland back in 2016 or whatever, and she had never gotten over it.
Now, George, the
George
the Godfather's chiming in saying howdy, howdy to you.
Hello, George.
Yep. And we got Flip on the line here, too, saying howdy, howdy.
Hey there. Tell Flip good morning.
Yep, you just did. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more and Raw on Edwards 2. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. And, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. According to popular legend, John Hancock signed his name largely and distinctly to the Declaration of Independence so King George could read it without spectacles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Mr. Hancock put his life on the line with that signature. All 56 signers knew the risk and were willing to take it. A few months before signing the Declaration, Patrick Henry addressed the Virginia Convention, stating, "We are not weak if we make proper use of those means which God hath placed in our power. Besides, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends who will fight our battles for us." As I observe our beleaguered republic today, I sometimes wonder if we the people will have the faith in God needed to strengthen our resolve to fight until the war for righteous liberty and against tyranny is finally won. I'm Ron Edwards. If you want the best coffee ever, simply go to theronedwards.com and place your Christmas order now for Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup.
Right. Well, speaking of coffee I want in my cup, just so happens I'm sitting here as I get ready to talk to Ron Edwards, and I'm going to tell you that because you do want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Now, the acidity that you have with coffee with a lot of different places, you're not going to get it here. I used to have a problem with trying to drink three or four cups of coffee, and my stomach would start to churn. Well, not with the Constitutional Grounds coffee. Now, you can go over to the website, theronedwards.com, and make a purchase there, buy the coffee there. Use the promo code RE20, and you'll receive a 20% discount. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
Did you hear that? I heard somebody come in out of the background there. All right, and by the way, right now, let's do this. Oh, boy, that's good. That's my iced coffee. I prefer to have mine chilled.
Goody, goody, goody.
It is.
Good stuff. Good yep. Free coffee.
All right, back to where we were here. We'll pick this up. Experts from around the world are rebuking the claims linking the deadly tornadoes to climate change, and I'm talking hundreds of them came out since the Democrats are trying to play this game, and it just isn't. Say it ain't so, it ain't so.
It ain't so. Well, and they should be coming out big time, because if you check graphs all the way back to 1900, Captain, mm-hmm. You will see that overall the number of these types of storms have not increased numbers-wise, and for the most part, not even intense. If you want to lament about the number of storms, go back to the 1950s and see how many happened during that year, especially in places like Florida and all mm-hmm. of that, compared to now. The storms are fewer, though they're tragic, and I hate, you know, the way they are happening, but the numbers have not increased, and overall, the intensities have not increased.
Well, you know, and I know, whenever you get a warm front and a cold front, and they collide, and there's a very definite line where they collide, you get these bombastic thunderstorms.
Absolutely, and absolutely, and even though the winter has been mild so far, this year, it's not something that because of changes or anything like that. There's been mild winters in the past. I remember as a little boy, one time it was 65 degrees in December, mm-hmm. and that's in Cleveland. So it happens. You have these variations. So it's not something. It's not like an end time. Oh my God, climate is changing. Yeah. No, it's not.
And one of the things that we do on this show is we have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for a couple of reasons. Number one is to let the drivers know what the road conditions are like and where the storms are and this, that, and the other, where they need to might have chains out west this time of the year. But and also we also give them usually a 2 to 3 day notice on the big storms that are coming this way. Like I mentioned to you, I said up along the northern part of the U.S., along I-94 and I-90, as well as it looks like I-80, we're going to have a front coming across with snow in it and really cold temperatures, probably 2 or 3 days behind what you've got going on up there now.
Yeah, and that's, well, it's wintertime, and so that's what we expect. Cold winter weather to come blasting in.
Now,
that's normal.
Now, I got to talk about something that's really mind-boggling, and I talked about it with Kyle Warren, and he didn't really have a good answer because he had no idea this was going on, but he's going to do some snooping. Now, a Los Angeles school is hosting the LGBTQ clubs for kids as young as 4 years old to teach transgender mutilation and two-spirit sexuality. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, when I saw that and then I read the story and that they're not the only school that's trying to teach this crap, by the way. It's still enough to gag a maggot every time you hear about these kinds of developments. And it's part of the effort to how best to destroy a nation. How best to destroy
the children,
a nation, Captain. You destroy the minds of the young people, and they grow up with that kind of a mentality, and they grow up to be a lot like a lot of the Democrats in office today. They're just multiplying themselves through these government school systems. It's terrible. It's got to be stopped. Parents need to become more energetic at the PTA gatherings and not back down. This is awful, man. Awful.
Yeah, you're right. And hopefully they'll do that in California, because Kyle was going to activate a group, and they were going to see what they could do about trying to get this taken care of. Now, a Catholic advocacy group has asked the Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate the trend right now of vandalism against churches.
Good luck.
Well, I agree.
I know. In fact, in the letter, it says we write to request you withdraw part of your and the service secretary's directives to National Guard members in their Title 32 duty status. And anyway, they need help because of this open season on how about allowing criminal activity all over the country in places like California and elsewhere. Well, churches are going to get hit too. And someone needs to step up. Someone needs to start putting the fear of a government back against criminal activity and criminals in this country. If not, it's just going to get much worse throughout the entire country. You're going to see it everywhere. If we don't start putting government forces going after these, mm-hmm. these government is supposed to be a terror to criminals.
Yeah.
Criminals should be afraid. Remember, it used to be that criminals, we had criminals, but they were always afraid of the cops. They were afraid to get caught.
Yeah.
But now the politicians have developed an atmosphere where, hey, there's no fear, and the cops are not even allowed to go hard after criminals anymore. And so, of course, they're doing what they're allowed to do.
Well, in the free state of Florida, you don't want to do something bad because you will be chased and pursued by the police. Now, five governors have called on the Pentagon to rescind the COVID vaccine mandate for National Guard members.
Well, they I hope that it happens because, look, Captain, our military heroes go through enough. The training and if they're sent to serve around the world and if they have to go to battle or whatever, why in the world would you complicate things by requiring them to get this shot? And in many cases, people don't end up so well when they get this shot. And by the way, more importantly, it's about choice, isn't it? You have the right to choose to take a shot or not. And I understand you're going to say, well, you in the military, if they tell you to take a shot or whatever, there's the authority. But
well, the new inductees, the new people that are signing up to join the military or reenlisting are now signing a form, and the form says that if you're told to get a vaccine, you will get it.
Well, they shouldn't sign it.
Well, then they won't be re-upped. That's the way that goes. Okay, I got to let you go. I'll talk to you Tuesday, and in the meantime, have yourself a great weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye now.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we will be right back.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Nixon's Fruit Farm, located in...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal grand jury on Wednesday brought a charge against Amplify Energy Corporation, the Texas-based oil company that owns and operates the pipeline that leaked 25,000 gallons of crude oil onto the shores of Southern California in October. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
The company should not be responsible for leading its own investigation with respect to the hundreds of millions of dollars of devastation that it did to our environment and our economy.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed his plea to guilty on Wednesday to two federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force against George Floyd last year. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci said COVID-19 vaccines do not currently need to be changed to target the new Omicron variant. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot, every single one of them.
Now, I played that remembrance of Barack Obama because you're seeing the Obama administration on steroids and the fundamental transformation across America going on right now. And I'll get into all that after I play the latest Christmas greeting from one of our contributors.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron. We appreciate that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. It's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, including up and down the East Coast, as far up the East Coast as Massachusetts, New Hampshire, upstate New York, the upper part of the Midwest, all the way up into Canada from time to time, people come down, as well as out west, all the way to Phoenix, where we had a father drive over here and trade his daughter's car in for the car that she wanted and drove it to her college in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they work very hard at that. Now, it starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you cannot beat the selection at Moss over several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles. All kinds of colors, accessories that you need to have or you want that you've been looking for. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Clean trade-ins, got them. And they are commanding a great resale price. So you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now. And by the way, your vehicle, if it's in good condition, could be worth up to 25 or 30% more than the book value of what it says the vehicle is worth. And if you want to sell your vehicle, they'll buy it from you and hand you a check right on the spot. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taken of them. So check them out by going to their locations. There's one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue right here in Tampa. And they're building a brand new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50. I look forward to going up there for the grand opening and spending a number of times up there doing different remotes and whatnot. It's going to be a great, great, great avenue for us up there. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And don't forget to check them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. That might get you a little extra something in the rain barrel. All right. The Salvation Army, you've seen the people that ring the bells by the grocery stores and whatnot. They seem to be struggling a little bit this year, but they did it to themselves. They went woke to begin with. And then they realized that, whoop, wait a minute here, this isn't going to work. So they tried to go unwoke. And the problem is a lot of people didn't get the message. So as a result, their donations are down. Their volunteers are down. And I don't feel sorry for them, but I've given them a couple extra bucks along the way when I've gone in and out of the store just because the people that are there ringing the bell aren't the problem. It was the people in management. The people in management. Now, the Build Back Bummer, I mean Build Back Better, but we'll call it Bummer, $1.9 trillion, the spending package, is reportedly dead until sometime in 2022, around March or a little bit later. Now, it's not just about Joe Manchin and Joe Biden. And by the way, Manchin has been at the White House to talk to Biden four or five different times. There is a group of four or five Democrats that Manchin has been able to persuade to come over to his way of thinking. And this bill is nowhere near close to a deal. I told you this was going to happen a couple of months ago, and I've been strong on that point since day one, because I did not see this passing, and I didn't think Manchin was going to do anything, because he had the backing of the people in West Virginia to not vote for this. He had the backing of the people in West Virginia. And when I knew that was going on, then there was no doubt that this was going to be the way it was going to be turning out here. Now also, in the city of Philadelphia, not to be outdone, I guess they got some people with an L.A. mentality there, Philadelphia officials are warning against hosting any holiday gatherings involving multiple households. Wow. In other words, celebrate with your own family or by yourself. Don't invite the neighbors in. I doubt that's going to happen either. Now, the governor of New Jersey has got this right, but unfortunately he hasn't stood up for what he said. He's admitted that Americans are sick of the masks and vaccine mandates. Yeah, they are. Sick enough to the point to where they're not going to pay any attention to it. And they aren't. So what are you going to do? Arrest everybody? I don't think so. I don't think so. And again, you've heard me talking about Adam Schiff. Well, he was busted again. He appeared to fake evidence in the text messages at the January 6th committee. And it's not funny. It's not funny at all. Getting people involved. Mark Meadows. If I were Mark Meadows after hearing this news, the attorneys that I had, I would insist that Schiff is removed from the committee that he's sitting on and lose his chairmanship. That would be where I'd start and go from there. Now, have you heard about Joe Biden? 67% of independent voters say Joe Biden should not seek re-election. And that prompted, amongst other things, an op-ed piece from the New York Times, where the reporter said that because of the cognitive decline of Joe Biden, that it was obvious he could not do the job, and he should step down and announce now that he's not running for president to give someone else an opportunity to step up and say they are. And it would open the field. Dare say there would probably be 10 to 15 or more that would want to run for president again, including, you ready for this? Including Kamala. She would want to get involved. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. Because after all, that's what we do here. We watch the news all around the world, and we watch at night. And when we take this break that we're coming up on here in about 30 seconds or less, I'm going to go over and I'm going to take one last look at the headlines and see what's going on right now. And here comes the music, so that's going to let me do that. So, we're going to let Kyle Warren take us to break, and he's going to tell you where we're going to be today. And here we go.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2520.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com, buy the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Bad weather last night in the upper Midwest. Severe storms, possibly tornadoes, as many as 13 tornadoes. Struck the Great Plains and upper Midwest states. Number of people lost power. The affected states included Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota and Colorado. There was no immediate word about deaths or injuries. There was damage done in a number of areas. Now, in Minnesota, two tornadoes touched down near Albert Lea with damage reported in Heartland and Plainview, causing some extensive damage there in that area. And again, these people had warning, so they were able to pretty much get out and take shelter, and that's a good thing. Now, across Nebraska and Iowa alone, at least 13 tornadoes were reported. And in Colorado and Kansas, the winds topped 70 miles an hour in many areas. And in Lamar, Colorado, they had a gust of wind at 107 miles an hour. And, of course, that blew a number of trucks and vehicles over and off the road. Now, what was interesting about all this is that Wednesday's damage came just days after the similar destruction like this, except for all the deaths, hit states including Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, and Tennessee, where at least 85 people are dead at the present time. Now, there were some buildings that were flattened in Iowa. That's all we know about at the moment. There'll be more details coming up after the 6 o'clock or at the 6 o'clock news and beyond. Well, President Biden's worst nightmare came true. Build back better. Told you about it, told you about it, told you about it. It's a no-go. It just hit that iceberg just like the Titanic did. And it's not just Joe Manchin. He may be the poster board for all this, but there are four, maybe five, Democratic senators that are not on board with Charles Chucky Boy Schumer and his Build Back Better Biden plan. They are not on board. So, one has to think that this is the kiss of death, and that when the horrible CBO numbers came in, that did it in for the Democrats and what was going to happen. And there's probably some truth to this. Now, the actual cost of all of this was going to be around $5 trillion, not the 1.75 or the 1.9. Pick a number, because we don't really know. But pick a number, and that's what you get. And, of course, the other thing was Biden saying, well, it's not going to cost you a single dime. This isn't going to cost anything. It's all going to be paid for. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay. Let me see here. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line right now. We've got a caller on the line. And get ready, Todd. You're going to get 60 seconds to make a case. Here we go. Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds from now. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we shouldn't give. You just got $1.2 trillion that we can't afford. We're borrowing from Fed. Now you're asking for another four point. You're out of your freaking mind. All you House members should just go home and stay intact. The problem is no one wants to see you at home either. We don't want to see you in Washington, and we don't want to see you at home. Democrat or Republican, y'all suck. You suck. Don't give Joe Biden a freaking dime. Okay, you're an idiot, and Joe, you're guilty of murder in the first degree on those 13 soldiers. Don't think that got past the Corleone. Okay, we didn't forget about that either. Okay, you're a disgrace, and you people in the Pentagon, DeSantis, I want these illegals out of Florida. They put 78 planes over here in Jacksonville. I want these illegals out of here. Okay, one illegal just killed a Floridian. All right, if that was a Democrat's kid, they'd be out of here in a minute. I want them shipped up, and I don't want them to have any voting rights, And let me tell all you Supreme crooks out there, okay? Abortion is murder in the first degree. That's what it is. That's what it always will be. Okay? Just like Ashley Babbitt got killed on January 6th, that's murder in the first degree. Alec Baldwin, murder in the first degree. Okay? Okay? And let me tell you idiots in Jacksonville, you just fired Urban Meyer. I'm happy you fired Urban Meyer. You know why? Because Tim Tebow should have been starting. You idiot fans, you're like the people in California who don't get rid of Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
Your team sucks. And stand up for your country. Stand up for your cops. And Tim Tebow's 10 times better than your starting quarterback. You haven't won in 10 years.
Okay. Thank you. All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Now, I want to mention something here. Kevin McCarthy is being prodded to boot the January 6th Representatives Cheney and Kinzinger from that committee and out of the GOP caucus. Now, there's a group called Conservatives Action Project. And those of you that heard Senator Jim DeMint on this program about a month ago, remember that we talked about that, and he talked about we'd be hearing a lot more about him. Well, yep, this is it right here. He and the 50 people that signed the letter want Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger removed from the Republican Party caucus so that they have no one to caucus with except the Democrats or themselves. And, of course, Kinzinger is not running again. Liz Cheney is. And I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but to me it makes perfect sense. Now, here's who's on this committee. Former President Ronald Reagan's Attorney General Edward Meese. Former Senator Jim DeMint, of course, he's the ringleader. Trump Administration Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli. Remember him? Former Governor of Virginia, or no, Attorney General of Virginia, sorry. And then the Trump Administration's Office of Management and Budget Director, Ross Vaught, and presidential historian, Greg Shirley, are some of the 50 more prominent people that are in this group, Conservatives Action Project. We'll see what happens. By the way, before we go, we have a gentleman by the name of Brett Stephens, who is a Never Trumper columnist for the New York Times, who Wednesday said that President Joe Biden should not seek re-election in 2024 because of his uneven cognitive state. How about that? And we'll see if that gets paid attention, too. All righty. We've had a great time this morning. I'll be in Bradenton for lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Looking forward to seeing many of you there. And then this afternoon, I'll be up in Largo at my doctor's Christmas party. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.